All right, guys, welcome to another episode of our Yeti Question of the Week. These are a lot of fun. These are where we answer questions that we get via email to anyone that replies to the Never Zero newsletter. So if we pick your question, we'll shoot you an email so we can send you a Yeti water bottle. So it's a win-win. We get to answer your question and you get some free stuff. So just really quick, the steps to get your questions answered on the podcast. First, you have to subscribe to the Never Zero newsletter. So make sure you do that using the link in the show notes. And then you can reply to any of those emails. Just let us know that it's a question for the podcast. And if we pick your question, you'll hear from us, you'll get some free stuff, and then you'll hear the answer to your question on the podcast. So with that, we have kind of a couple of different questions, but they're all tied together from Mike. I had the privilege of talking to Mike actually on the phone about some nutrition stuff. Great guy. So I'm excited that we picked this question. His question is, when y'all travel, do you make it a point to drop in at other boxes? And then kind of like sub questions, do you do that to get CrossFit focused workout in, and or do you do it to kind of like compare or critique the quality of the coaching experienced in that drop in versus what we know at our own gyms and NC Fit?
Good question. I travel quite often. Most of the time when I travel, so for me, the way I look at travel is it's two part. It's either with the family or it's not with the family. And if it's not with the family, it's business. So the way I look at traveling is a little bit different, I think, than maybe some people do, because there is no middle ground for me. It's either I'm in it for business and I'm in it, get in and get out, or I'm in it with the family. And that's a different mindset I have. So for me, if I'm in it for business, and there's an opportunity to train at a gym, of course I'm gonna take it. So let's just say I'm flying down somewhere. I'm gonna try and be there the minimal time possible to get the amount of work done that I need to do to then get back home to my family. So if I'm flying to Austin to go film content, I'm gonna be there for the shortest period I possibly can to then fly back. Meaning I wanna build out my schedule so I'm not minimizing time with my family and I'm maximizing opportunity for our business. If that is what I'm doing and there's an opportunity to train at a gym, whether jujitsu or CrossFit, I'll always take that up if it's built into that. But I will not extend, I won't prioritize training at a gym. I'll prioritize getting the work done and getting back home. So if that means I need to wake up early and hit a hotel workout because I'm not going to have the time to go to a regular gym, then I'd rather do that. When I'm with the family, it's very similar mindset. I very rarely will drop in at a CrossFit gym nowadays. I used to a lot more because anytime I go to a CrossFit gym, it takes at least 2 to 3 hours away from me being with the family on that day because I'll go there. It'll take me 20, 30 minutes to go there. When I get there, it'll be a class. I'll end up staying around and talking to people. By the time I get back, it's 3 hours out of that vacation or time I could have spent with my family. So for that reason, I generally don't go as well. And so in general, unless I'm prioritizing that as a visit, so like I just went to Texas, I went and coached a class at a collective gym. That's my priority. And so then therefore I coach it and then I'll observe later on for that. So that's a short-winded way of saying that basically when I travel, I'm always prioritizing certain things. And most of the time that priority is not taking a CrossFit class or a jiu-jitsu class. It's prioritizing my family or the business. So in general, I won't visit as many gyms as I used to. I'll try and optimize at the hotel and or hit something quick if I can't outside.
You know, unrelated to answering the question, but this is just interesting, is you've always mentioned that and you've always, like, I can speak to the fact that this is very true. Like whenever you're traveling for work, you're always like hyper aware of like, what is the earliest I can leave and the latest I can get there? And for a long time, you know, to me, it was just kind of like one of your quirks, like, man, he's really got to get back. But the interesting thing is now that I'm a dad and now that, especially that he's older and like, literally like I see him and he lights up and I can't describe that feeling. Like there's nothing better than like me. Like I see him, he sees me after not being away for a while and he just like smiles and it's like, dude, like it is the lifeblood of everything I do. And on this trip to San Diego that we have next week, like literally, I kept asking Matt, I was like, when do you need me there? Because I'm literally going to fly in the second before you need me to be there. And I'm going to fly out the second after. I don't need to be there anymore. And it's funny how that changes once you become a parent. And I get it now. Like, I'm like, dude, like I don't need to be away if they're not there. Like I need to be back here because it's just where I want to be. So anyway, that's like a side note.
Yeah, it's funny. That's
answering
funny.
The question, but it's so real. It is so, so, so real.
Anyway. Yeah, I've never really thought about it like that. Cause yeah, anytime we book things, like for example, in San Diego, I'm traveling down to San Diego. I'm leaving my house at 5 a.m. I'm going to try and get back by 10 p.m. the next night. I could have stayed another day, but it's just like, for me, it's like, if my priority is business, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to go execute. If the priority is family, I'm going to prioritize that. When I'm at home, I have a little bit more navigating, right? I have a little bit more time because the kids are at school or whatever's going on.
Yeah. But to answer the question, I think before when I used to travel, I used to visit CrossFit gyms all the time for basically both the reasons that Mike mentioned. Like I like to get a CrossFit style workout because that's how my training was before. And it is always cool to not just compare or, you know, constructively critique like other gyms do class and how they coach and the equipment and the programming. Like that's fun. But for me at the time, it was more just like, this is the training I do and it's fun to go. And it is always fun. Like the unique thing about CrossFit, I think, is that it's such a cool community where you do go and you like, you meet some people, it's fun. You like talk to the coach, you talk to the owner. So that's what it used to be. Now, when we travel, I love dropping in at like a Globo, like bodybuilding type gym. Like it's so much fun because that's the type of training I do now. Usually you get some like pretty solid people watching. And it's just fun. Like it's fun to have all the mirrors. And the cool thing too, and I know I'm lucky, is that Ariel also loves it. And what we've been doing recently is like, or at least the last couple of times we've traveled, is when it's a wedding or stuff, either grandparents are coming because they're also a part of whatever wedding we're trying to do, or they come and they're like, you know, there to help. And for us, like, you know, sometimes you'll get babysitting to like go out to dinner. Like for me and Ariel, like our ideal day, if you call it, is to have grandparents watch Shay and we'll go like to a nice coffee shop and then get a workout in at a Globo gym. So it's kind of like, it's still family, but it's also dropping it into a gym because me and my wife both enjoy it so much. But right. That's been what our go-to when we travel is like Shay goes to babysitter and me and Ariel go be meatheads and then go to a coffee shop.
Yeah. And I should acknowledge the fact that I also kind of front loaded this. I've probably been to over 1,000 gyms because I taught seminars for CrossFit for years. Right. And every time I traveled anywhere in the world, I would visit multiple CrossFit gyms because I was training to win the CrossFit games. So that was even when I was with my family. At the time, when I said I'm either prioritizing business or I'm prioritizing family, for me, training at the CrossFit gym was business. And so I would prioritize that because I needed the gear. I needed the fancy ropes. I needed this. I needed that. Now I could get in most of my workouts, the set of dumbbells, whatever, because I'm not going to be there. You know, it's not hugely important if I'm like structured program for 3 days and I get off of it. So I kind of front loaded this. I've been to so many gyms and, you know, one of the things that was tough for me and it is seeing gyms that just could have had more potential, right? Like you just see like no one answers their phone. They don't get back to you, show up there and the gym is just not ideal. Sometimes you'd be impressed, but for the most part, it would always kind of break me down a little bit. And I did that for so many years, probably visited well over 1,000 gyms. So I feel like I got a lot of that out of me. That being said, if there's an opportunity to go visit a CrossFit gym that's nearby to somewhere I'm traveling to, and it makes sense and it fits within my schedule, dude, I'm all about it. But if it doesn't fit within the why of why I'm even traveling there in the first place, I just won't do it.
There you go. Again, if you guys have any questions, hit us up on the email.
Let's go.